I know, I'm not that lucky. A patient named David Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A, date of birth 7/28/17, date of service 12/15/23. This is a six-year-old little boy. Mom brings him in today. He's doing having some fever and sore throat, a few aches as well. He had a runny nose as well. He's had these symptoms for 2 days now, period, to paragraph. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Blood pressure 83 over 59, pulse 108, respiration 19. Temperature 98.5, oxygenation 100%. Weight is 35 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none. Medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Period and paragraph labs today include a strep test and a flu test. They were both negative. Period and paragraph on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well nourished, well developed, well groomed. He's not in any distress. He seems very quiet in the room, however. Period and paragraph, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, mild tympanic membrane, erythema bilaterally, oral pharyngeal area, erythematous, strawberry tongue noted, oral mucosa, moist neck, soft nothyromegaly pass, nothyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Period and paragraph. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, mildly tachycardic. No murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. Period and paragraph. Assessment and plan. His oral pharyngeal area shows much erythema. Even though the strep test was negative, it looks as though it's a streptococcal sore throat. So at any rate, acute pharyngitis at a minimum diagnosis, he will get amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 1 teaspoon BID, 10 days. Period. New paragraph. He used to get plenty of fluid, plenty of rest. Monitor symptoms. Return to clinic if needed.